An old Bay Area favorite, A.B. Sky, from, I believe, their debut album. One called A.B. Sky. They had two. Good band. I saw them open for Cream, and they played around a lot. Most notably, the band can include it on this record, Howard Wales, who some of you Dead fans know from the album Hooterole with Jerry Garcia. And Curly Cook played guitar on the second album. Curly Cook was the original second guitar player in the Steve Miller Band, sort of a second level band. Two big label albums, and there they went. That's Camelback from that album. Started off there with Bobby Troup doing Hungry Man Blues from his album Bobby Troup with an exclamation point. Mose Allison from Mose Allison Sings. You heard One Room Country Shack. Yeah, I only recently got the original version of that, written by a person named Mercy D. Walton, who actually recorded for a while and ended up working back in the fields of California. So music business doesn't pay, does it? Even though he wrote a classic like that. Them from some odds and ends, but it's available now. It came out in some compilations covering Times Are Tougher Than Tough. Dirty Fame doing his own Somebody Stole My Thunder with his band Shorty, which I don't know why he called it that. I think it's his attempt to sort of go out on the rock field. I saw him at the Fillmore, and it was a ripping band, just fantastic little group he had. Great musician. I've seen him a couple times. And he actually did time in Van Morrison's band in the last 20 years or so. Incredible English musician, Clive Powell. He gave up his drummer, fired his drummer, and Jimi Hendrix hired him, Mitch Mitchell. And, finishing up with A.B. Sky. A little after 4 o'clock. This is KGL. I have to find all this. Just give me a second. The general underwriters for the 4 o'clock hour today include Shine Beer Sanctuary and Bottle Shop, celebrating their first year of serving 30 revolving craft beers on draft, wine on tap, and curated bottle shop with brews from around the world. Open daily at 11 a.m., located at 451 East Main in Bozeman, and online at shinebeer.com. And Montana Department of Transportation, crews on the Main to Oak Street project will be pouring concrete for curbs, gutters, and sidewalks this month, with paving occurring later this fall. For information by phone at 406-207-4484. I'm sure you've learned how to navigate around that, but that's going to be nice. If you think about it, it's going to be part of a ring road around Bozeman. You'll be able to circumvent some of the traffic to get across town. Progress. And the Old Saloon and Livery Stable and Immigrant Roadside Bar and Restaurant, established in 1902, open daily at 11 a.m. till midnight, and serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner starting at 8 a.m. Thursday through Monday. Information and music schedule online at oldsaloonmt.com and on Facebook. I guess I have to do this one this way. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, and KGLZ East Helena, 89.5 FM, 89.1 FM. Let me get it right. With transmitters K246BA, Bozeman 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston 89.5 FM, K296CF, Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. Okay, that sounds good. That's the business. Let's see. Turn this one up. And I think if I press this button, we get more music.
But for me, for nutrition. Take a bow for the new revolution. Smelling green, make a change all around. Pick up my guitar and play. Just like yesterday. And I'll get on my knees and I'll pray. Pray, pray, pray we don't get fooled again. Different to me. The slogans are replaced.
That's The Clash from their fabulous triple album, Sandinista. A very misunderstood piece of art. I think it's fabulous. Some people think it's a little self-indulgent, but they sold it cheap, so you got to hand it to them. That was a call-up, and some of you of a certain age remember the draft lottery, or worse, just your draft notice showing up in the mail. Younger kids, I think, still have to register, but it's going to be a while before there's a draft again. Isn't there? I hope. Start off with The Move, an unreleased track until a few years ago. It's called Vote For Me. That shows up on the big deluxe reissue of the first album. Got it by Voices from a ways back, not too far back, when the original band reformed. A-side called Vote For Me, Dummy. Yes, thank you, Robert Pollard. Pete Townsend from La Jolla, 2001, doing Won't Get Fooled Again on acoustic. It's from a series of live CDs. They put out three of them at least. I have three. That one with solo and with a small band accompanying them. And those are really nice, nice recordings they did. Generous of Pete to give us all that. And then The Clash finishing up. 4:23 on this gray, gray day. Usually at this time of day, especially during the summer, I have to close the shades here because the sun's right in my eyes. But today it just was so dark in here. I opened it up and looked out, and I can just see a gray squall line. It's that time of year. Nice colors, though. Yeah.
October is a busy movie month with these virtual cinema features from the Bozeman Film Society. Oliver Sacks, His Own Life, an exploration of the life and work of the legendary neurologist and storyteller. Herb Albert Is, a look at the personal and creative journey of the famous trumpeter, artist, and philanthropist. And Sybil, a sly, sultry character study of a psychotherapist who decides to quit her practice and return to writing, using a patient's life as source material. Tickets and more information online at BozemanFilmSociety.org. Keep your social distance and
keep him flickering.
Let's see. I think I need to tell you the 4 o'clock underwriter for this Friday afternoon show this week is Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozo and Amber, Popson IPA, and Gallatin Pale, featuring Tasting Room, open daily 2 to 8 p.m. I should know that. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site and by phone at 585-9142, online at bozemanbrewing.com. There you go. That should keep you informed for a while. This one here. Record Store Day was a couple weeks ago, and it's coming up in a couple weeks again. You know, they spread out the spring one over three months to try to make it work, and it's been nice. I picked up an album, a double album, by a band called Feminine Complex. I vaguely knew the name, might have seen it in passing. I figured it was probably something, if they're reissuing it, would be interesting, and it is. All-woman band from, it says, Mid-South, and late 60s, and they're good.
If you're wondering what I did before, and if you're wondering why I'm back once more, since I've been gone, I've seen
I could make you feel what I feel inside. And if you would look at me, you'd see the hurt I hide. It's been so long since I've felt your touch, and now I need you. I need you so much. Once upon a time, I could have made you mine. And once upon a time, we could have made sunshine.
at the dark end of the street. That's where we always meet, hiding in shadow where we don't belong, living in darkness. At the dark end of the street, you and me.
Show some respect for me. you gotta be a doer.
some soulful sounds. Finishing up with the Small Faces. Track that I think they only leaked out after they broke up. Covering Brenda Holloway, is that it? Every Little Bit Hurts? Could be. Started off with a Feminine Complex duo and Now I Need You from an album called Love and Love. Dusty Springfield from her most famous Dusty in Memphis. You heard the second single. Everybody knows Son of a Preacher Man, but the second single was Don't Forget About Me, and it didn't bother the charts. And I think it's a great, great tune. Chris Clark, her big hit, Love's Gone Bad, from Motown Records. And for some reason, of all the Motown things, that album is very, very hard to get. It was reissued on CD at one point, and that's disappeared. The song itself shows up on compilations, but her album doesn't. Too bad. It's a good one. Big Brother and the Holding Company, from their debut album, when they were really good, folk rock band, Down on Me. And I got a nice remix. You know, the original, the guy at Mainstream who recorded it, Bob Shad, didn't really understand the band. It was too loud for him or something. And they mixed it poorly. And it got a nice remix. And it sounds great. Really nice. A good band. They did well with what they had. I don't think they're the best band in San Francisco by any means. But people liked them. Energetic. Dan Penn. He wrote a lot of big hits, including that one, Do Right Woman, Do Right Man, from an album called Do Right Man. Him and Spooner Oldham wrote tons and tons of stuff that you know. Guys behind the scenes. And finishing up with the Small Faces at 5:46. So, yeah, I got another set to go. And it's even set up. So let me adjust. I better tell you what's going on here at KGLT.
Ellen's world is in eclipse. So what's simmering on Tuesday mornings?
Breakfast on Mars, perhaps.
Alternating Tuesdays from 6 to 9. The musical gravy's delicious.
Radio Reloj.
The giblets exotic.
Cinco de la mañana.
Breakfast on Mars.
No todo lo que es oro brilla.
Now that's social distancing.
Remedio chino e infalible.
Yes, things are shifting around at KGLT, but that's good. Hopefully Ellen will be back at some point. I believe she's off tending to her mother, which is a worthy effort. I forgot this yesterday, and I didn't know about it. It's a good one.
She's the all-American girl. She's the hippest thing going with her pretty long hair and with a natural personality that's good anywhere. Always where the action is and right with the trend. Yeah, she's the one that's digging, doing all the things that are in. She's the all-American girl. She takes a drive-in movies with a date of her choice and going riding every Sunday with a car full of boys. Wouldn't think of going steady, though it's kind of secure, cause there's a million other fellas and she might not be sure. She's the all-American girl. She doesn't argue with her parents, she knows just what to say. She's a little politician, always getting her way. Though she acts so independent that she's out on her own, you can bet she's proud and thankful that she's got a good home. She's the all-American girl. So much to be seen, but for now, she's still 16. And just a kid with a passion for being a girl, with her own little reasons for digging the world. And she'll only hold together through the laughs and the tears. She'll be the ideal woman in a very few years. She's the all-American girl. Yeah. All-American.
this America.
You're so sweet, you're so fine. Do you want to you be mine? Everybody knows it.
My Miss America. My Miss America. My Miss America.
Blue eyes, blonde hair, lips like a movie star.
America,
little girl with lips untold.
You're my Miss America.
You're so sweet, you're so fine. Hey, won't you be mine? Everybody knows it.
My Miss America. My Miss America. My Miss America.
Blue eyes, blonde hair, lips like a movie star. Little girl with heart of gold.
You're my Miss America.
Little girl with lips untold.
You're my Miss America.
You're so sweet, you're so fine. Hey, won't you be mine? Everybody knows it.
My Miss America. My Miss America.
Sometimes we close inside night. Evening. but we'll